Our world pulses with sound. From the gentle morning bird song, to the rhythmic hum of office equipment, to the cacophony of traffic. Yet few of us recognize how profoundly these sonic vibrations affect our bodies, minds, and emotions. Sound isn't merely something we perceive, it's a physical force that restructures us at the cellular level. When you hear a beautiful melody, your brain waves literally change to match its patterns. Pleasant sounds increase dopamine levels, while jarring noises trigger stress responses. Your brain processes sound with remarkable complexity. The right auditory cortex perceives pitch and melody, while the left responds to frequency and intensity changes, explaining why the first sounds you hear upon awakening profoundly shape your entire day. This isn't just theory. Hundreds of studies confirm that sound affects health at the cellular level, with research showing Mozart's sonatas can improve cognitive performance by stimulating connections between brain cells. Sound's power extends beyond the mind, too. Our bodies naturally entrain to musical beats, which is why cyclists use 7% less oxygen when pedaling to music. Noise has become America's most pervasive pollutant, with serious health consequences beyond hearing damage, raising blood pressure, altering heart rhythms, affecting breathing and digestion, contributing to ulcers, and disrupting sleep. Even family arguments often stem from unrecognized noise stress, with households quarreling amid blaring televisions without identifying the true trigger. To reclaim your sonic environment, start by rating each room's annoyance factor. Notice how empty sounds, coffee grinders, traffic, create chaotic brain responses, while uncluttered sounds, classical music, calm voices, form coherent patterns. Simple solutions include turning off unused appliances, fixing dripping faucets, and choosing quieter products. Four tools can transform your environment. Entrainment, matching rhythms to modify bodily responses, ISO principle, gradually shifting tempo to bridge emotional states, masking, covering disturbing sounds with pleasant ones, and diversion, using music to change mental focus. Try securing 30 minutes of quiet daily, or use quality headphones for a personal sound environment. Choose music strategically. Fast-tempo music provides sonic caffeine for important meetings, classical music organizes your brain for creative tasks, and folk music can prepare you for stressful encounters. Throughout history, music has enhanced work productivity, from sailors' shanties improving teamwork to wartime factory broadcasts boosting output. In modern offices, second gear music like Bach can increase alertness without demanding attention when played at subliminal levels and varied regularly. Up to 80% of workers now use personal music devices for 20-36% of their workday, reporting improved focus, productivity, mood, and creativity, with research confirming work quality declines without music access. However, these devices risk workplace isolation and reduced informal learning. The solution? Limit device use to 15 minutes hourly and remove headphones immediately for conversations. Music offers a healthier alternative to cigarette breaks, providing similar mental respite without health risks. Creating playlists for stressful periods serves as music massages for emotional well-being. When overwhelmed, choose selections at 60 to 68 beats per minute. For anger management, try serene pieces like Vaughan Williams's The Lark Ascending. When fatigued, faster tempo music can reboot your brain. Your sonic life began with your mother's heartbeat, imprinting its rhythm millions of times before birth. In the womb, you were surrounded by sounds, blood rushing through the placenta, your mother's voice, and filtered external sounds that shaped your developing brain. Fetuses actively respond to sound, distinguishing between patterns as their first form of learning. They remember sound sequences, recognize language rhythms, and prioritize emotionally significant sounds like mother singing. By birth, infants are remarkably familiar with their sonic environment, turning toward familiar voices and noticing dropped beats and songs. Babies strongly prefer their mother's voice over any other music, while mothers instinctively choose songs based on their baby's mood. Music and speech share core elements, rhythm, melody, and pitch, and are processed similarly in the brain. Musicians develop significantly larger volumes of gray matter in these regions, with professionals showing 130% higher gray matter in the auditory cortex than non-musicians. Active engagement with music enhances neural development, strengthening synapses, sensory systems, and memory. Despite overwhelming evidence supporting music education, budget cuts continue pushing arts out of schools, a tragic mistake according to neuroscientists who found music tunes the brainstem. First graders with developed rhythm skills perform better academically. Students in music lessons gain more IQ points than peers. And children taught note relationships score higher on fractions tests. Music stimulates serotonin and activates emotional memory centers, explaining why songs create such vivid memories. Music provides a memory hook, especially with movement. The skills it develops, pitch discrimination, rhythm, articulation, visualization, symbol decoding, directly enhance literacy. For dyslexic children struggling with beat detection, rhythmic training improves reading abilities. For those with auditory processing disorder, music listening programs can retune the ear. As children enter middle school, continuing music education counteracts declining creativity scores. Music participants receive more academic honors, score higher on SATs, show lower substance use rates, and demonstrate improved self-regulation. The human body functions as a living resonator. The whole mechanism, the muscles, the blood circulation, the nerves, all are moved by the power of vibration. Enjoyable music expands blood vessels, improves breathing, increases endorphins, and boosts immunity, while unpleasant sounds create opposite effects. A loved one's voice or favorite music produces physiological responses that reduce stress and accelerate recovery. Studies show people experiencing pain while listening to pleasant music felt less discomfort than those in silence. Singing during painful experiences works even better by giving pain a voice and potentially blocking pain pathways. For chronic pain, rhythmic activities like tapping or drumming can reduce pain perception and medication needs. Regular listening to soothing music helps alleviate hypertension and protect the heart. For the 37 million Americans with chronic sinus infections, daily humming creates vibrations that increase air circulation and inhibit bacterial growth. Modern hospitals now implement sound-conscious design with solid walls, sound-absorbing materials, and healing elements like waterfalls and gardens. Having explored sound's enriching potential, it's time to create your personal sound environment. From morning bird song to evening ocean waves, you can transform daily activities through intentional soundscapes. Creating your sound diet requires mining your emotional memory for meaningful music. What were your high school favorites? Which concerts were memorable? What soundtracks moved you? Today's streaming platforms make expanding from these starting points easy through recommendation features. You can create soundtracks for different parts of your day, energizing your morning as an active conductor rather than passive listener, or revisiting favorites during commutes. By consciously designing your acoustic landscape, you can transform your health, enhance cognition, deepen relationships, and access profound emotional states. Sound isn't just something that happens to you, it's a fundamental force you can harness to create the life you want. Listen carefully. Your world is singing, and your body, mind, and spirit await to respond in harmony.